game, man.
We know everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Politics. You told me to call Trump last week and tell Trump to stop messing up like he was. Right. Told him okay.
Yes, yes. Rod Mathis in the building. How you doing? City Boy's in the building.
Hey, how y'all doing, man? Good to be here.
City Boy Court.
See, we don't have Floyd Mayweather. What's the other guy? Chris Sims that was giving away money?
Yeah.
Up in Grand Rapids?
Yeah.
Rod Mathis is our Chris Sims.
Chris Sims.
he gave away like $250,000 to $500,000, I believe, over in Grand Rapids. And to nonprofits, to people making a difference in the community. Rob is in the building. Rob Mathis in the building. He got a special announcement he want to make to the community. First, tell Muskegon about your nonprofit.
City Boy is a different type of nonprofit. Everything at City Boy is free. It's donated from the community to give back to the community. Okay. If you have any type of problems, food insecurity, come to City Boy. We will make sure that you are okay.
Yes, sir.
And you guys been doing like food giveaways and stuff like that, right?
Yes, sir. We do the mobile food pantry every second Friday at Community United Methodist Church in North Muskegon.
Wow. And so how long have you guys been around?
Going on 5 years.
5 years. Wow. Mm-hmm. What's the passion behind it?
People, man, just changing the trajectory of their life. If they, you know, they feeling down and disgusted because of something that they can't have. Food is not in the cupboard, you know, problems with the family. Maybe I have a resource at City Boy that I can utilize to change your life.
So you guys have something major that's happening this fall, just in time for the holidays.
Yes, sir.
About to make it rain.
Make it rain up in this. Yeah.
Rob, tell us about it, brother.
All right. So what it's called is the Winter Games. Okay. It's going to be a semi-annual event. It's domino game and it's a spade tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The domino tournament begins November 7th. December 6th is the spades tournament.
Okay.
The cash prizes are $2,000.
To the winner.
To the winner of the dominoes game and $4,000 to the winners of the spade tournament.
So for the dominoes, there's only one winner, right?
It's only one.
For the spades, it's a team, could have said per player.
$2,000 per player.
That's a lot of loot, bro.
Give me the loot. Give me the loot. Give me the loot. Give me the loot.
$2,000. Wow. And so what we got to do to sign up for this?
Okay, registration begins next Monday, and it ends October the 22nd. Okay? You can stop at the City Boy office and pay your registration fees, or you can go on Eventbrite and pay your registration fee.
Okay, Eventbrite, do they just type in? What do they type in on Eventbrite?
City Boys. It should be on there.
On City Boys. Okay. Yeah. This you and your wife on this picture, man?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay, all right. I see. I'm seeing it now. Rob, you know how to play spades?
Yeah.
Have we ever played dominoes together?
Yes, we used to play it all the time.
It's been a long time.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
I haven't played since me and you stopped playing.
Yeah, it's been a long time. I play on my phone every day. Are you good at dominoes, Rob?
I'm pretty good, man. You know, I enjoy it. It's a game of strategy. It's almost like chess.
But you can't win, right?
No.
He can't even enter. Yeah, he can't even enter.
None of your family people can't win, right?
No.
Right, okay, we good. We good.
We good.
What made you decide to do this?
Well, I've been researching events to bring to Muskegon that's not happening in Muskegon, but it's something that's done here in our community behind closed doors.
Yeah,
all the time, family summertime, functions. Everything, and it's all about who the best.
Right? Yeah,
right.
If you're the best dominologist,
yeah,
dominologist.
Yeah, yes, that's the word.
You
got to
know
y'all.
How to play the game.
I used to hear that all
you
the time.
You know what I'm saying? You got to know how to play the game.
Got
to
know.
You know, so I'm calling out you dominologists and see what you got. Bring all that talk you be doing on that table to the Faulkner Center, the Faulkner Community Hub, and let's get this money. Let's get it.
Melvin Barnes said you could have gave him the exclusive on Friday.
I told him like I got a big announcement on Monday. I couldn't even tell my brother here, Rob.
He didn't tell me either until he walked in.
Yeah, he said love the work he's doing and continue success though.
Yeah, thank you.
That's a lot of bread, man. You gonna shut down Little River Casino, man?
They don't play those games.
We don't walk out of that kind of money. Well, some people do. Yeah. Some people get it.
Yeah, it ain't me.
It's not me either, Rob. I'm only there 15 minutes. I know what my fate gonna be. I'm not gonna be.
15 minutes.
Are you good, Domino's?
I'm pretty good. I can hold my own.
You can hold your own.
Yes, sir.
What about spades?
That too.
Cause spades is one of the. I mean, which one is harder? Like Domino's or spades?
Spades, you got to depend on your partner. Your partner got to know what they doing. And you got to have a kind of rapport with them and know when they play a certain card, you got to play the opposite of that card or ride with them.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Can't be doing for self then.
No. No.
I think that's my problem. So you're trying to score every time I come around.
It's people out there right now, you know, like, hey, they the best team out there, best spades players, you know, and they think they are the best. Now I'm calling you to the game. Is rise and fly.
If you got any spade players out there, domino players, I want to hear your voice. 231-722-8338.
Come get this money.
If you know how to play the game, I want to hear your voice. Call us up at the station while we live here. Got Rob Matthews here. That's a lot of money to be giving out, man.
Yeah. Man, you know what? I just want to – I'm about giving back to the community. Right. And this event right here being semi-annual is going to bring a draw to the community. Regionally,
in the bragging rights.
Regionally, yeah. Right? And for that, if you win this event, come back and play the summer games and see if you can hold that championship because somebody going to be hunting for you.
Yeah.
They're going to be hunting for you. How long can you hold that belt?
Can you talk stuff? You can talk stuff, right?
No.
You can't talk stuff at the game?
No, you got to keep it, you know, kind of cool.
You have to be quiet?
I mean? You got
to
keep it PG.
Yeah, you got to keep PG-13.
You know, that's part of taking people out of their game.
Right, it's psychological. It's psychological, yeah.
Well, I know I can't play then. That's part of my whole
right.
Persona.
You got to be able to talk stuff. At least, if you can keep it PG-13, then that should be all right.
PG, yeah, take them out of the element. Man. Make them think they're somewhere else. Next thing you know, the game is over.
you know, when you pull them dominoes, if I pull the dominoes and I got four fives, I'm going to play the other bones first because when I get back to the fives, I'm going to have you pull every brick in there and then I'm going to domino on you and it's going to be over.
I think we got Jughead on the phone line.
Jughead don't know how to play.
Right now, then, because we're going to get it on. Uh-oh. I see y'all over there playing around like y'all showing up going to do something. Y'all supposed to call me.
Jughead.
You sell it all.
You settle it all, Jughead. See, now that's the PG-13 version. You can still talk stuff.
Yeah.
You know, Jughead.
If you don't talk no stuff, you ain't gonna win.
Exactly. So, Jughead, which one are you to go with, man? Which one?
Dominoes or spades?
I do everything, man. I ain't one sided. I ain't no regular. I do all.
Well, I hope to see you there because I'm.
There you go. You worked there, though.
Yeah.
We worked together.
Everybody think I done been a penitentiary. I just tell them, yeah.
Yeah. That was off the hall. All right, Jughead. Thanks for calling, brother.
Yeah,
good to hear your voice.
All right,
yeah.
I'll talk to y'all later.
Take care. Now, I know he can play, too, because he do talk stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's, Jughead, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you're going to need, somebody who's going to be able to get inside your head
and call you out.
Yeah, and call you out.
Game.
Is there a number they need to dial, Rob?
You can call 231-284-9932 if you have any questions, or text that number and I'll try to get back to you as soon as I possibly can.
You know, this thing might go to capacity, man.
That's why I have to have a summer and a winter game because I know when the ticket sales open next week. It's people right now, they're going to be like, look, I was gonna go to casino, but I'm about to put this 50 on. I'm betting on me for that 2,000. I need that.
Yeah,
I need that.
The odds are better inside your place.
It's 1 in 300 with, you know, in the dominoes, in the spades game. Yeah, the teams.
There you go. There you go. 6,000 total prizes.
Yep.
That means you got 2 spade winners.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then 1 domino winner.
Correct.
City boy,
get your teams together.
There you go, City Boy Big, dropping 6,000 on you.
6,000.
No, actually, it's going to be 12,000 annually.
Wow. 2 events.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's me betting on my community to come out and support.
Somebody asked, what about the taxes?
Taxes is a nonprofit. But you'll have to pay the taxes on it because it's a form that you have to fill out. The same when the winners of my progressive jackpots that Bingo win. It's a form they had to fill out.
Okay.
They pay the taxes.
They pay the tax.
If they want to.
Okay. You don't take it out. You don't take it out.
Oh, no.
No, okay. No, he ain't got nothing to do with that.
No. That's Uncle Sam getting that money.
You put him in a jungle with a rifle, he good.
He good, but right?
Taxes, he ain't good on.
He good.
H&R Block for me, bro.
I'm telling you. LaToya Thomas said, Rob Bates. Is that your nickname?
Yes, sir.
Where'd you get that from?
I had that when I first came up here.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
City Boy and Rob Bass.
City Boy and Rob Bass. Thank you, brother. Thanks for the good work you're doing. You and your wife, man. The Dynamic Duo presents City Boy first annual Winter Games 2026. $6,000 total prizes, y'all. They got $2,000 for domino winners, $2,000 for the spades per player. And this is going down at the Folker Community Hub. November 7th. That sounds like election weekend, too. Right after election.
Right after election. Yeah. Get that stress out.
Get the stress out.
Yeah.
And then December the 6th for spades before it starts snowing.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So now this is the bag that you need for the holidays.
Yeah.
So the games end, and then I'll be prepping for the summer games.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. To people that don't know your story, man, you come from Detroit, right?
Yes.
And how long you been in Muskegon now?
Oh, man. All my life once I got out of the military, man. But I've been back and forth, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Tell them how long you was in the military.
18 years.
You did 18
grief.
Years?
Grief. But I was on the retirement list for like 6 years. Yeah, it's tough, man.
What branch?
Army.
You was in the Army.
What do you think? I call him Rambo.
So you was
he was out there Special Forces. He had the Rambo knife and everything.
He was a Southern rat?
No. I stayed stateside.
Okay.
Because of my MOS.
Okay. That's good. That's good.
Wow. He was a killer.
Stateside killer, Ross?
Stateside killer.
Murderer.
Stateside killer for the military. I don't want to hear about it.
He was sniping people.
My MOS was a 54 Echo 20, a nuclear biological chemical warfare specialist. So when you called me,
It was bad.
So what did you do, Rob?
So you ever see the movies where the guys be in the mop suits, had a mask on?
Right.
That's for being in a chemical environment, a nuclear environment. I'm the guy they call, and I had to send somebody out in a nuclear environment to take readings and tell me how many rads is out there. And, you know, I can predict troop movement, tell the company commanders where to go, to move the troops so they're not exposed.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah. So I stayed in with the commanders.
So you was good. Yeah.
I was good.
Thanks for your service, man. Thanks for your service.
My cousin
is a supervisor in biochemist counterterrorist for the Department of Defense. Mm-hmm. He runs the England division for the Department of Defense, and similar things. So when there's a bomb, he shows up. He's a bioengineer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's some deep stuff, bro. Y'all get paid good though. Well, should.
But
you see, Rob,
like your rank, whatever your rank is, that's all you got paid.
That's what you got paid. All right,
that's it. No sliding scale. You know,
none of that.
Big Will Robinson said, "My guy, Bass. We got Rob Bass. We got Bass. We got City Boy."
You got Rambo.
We got Rambo.
I'm the only one calling him that, though. No, not because he's a bad guy. It's just he's Rambo to me.
Wow. Yeah. Good, brother. Thank you, man. Thank you for doing the announcement here at 103.7. And we're looking forward We might throw in a second prize or something. You know what I mean? Got to figure out how the budget looks.
We ain't got the 2,000.
No, we ain't got the 2,000.
Nah.
We could go for a consolation prize for second place because it's like a prize fighter, only one winner.
Yeah.
The second place don't get the prom queen.
They don't get the prom. Yeah.
They don't go home with the prom queen. Nah.
Big Rob, we can throw in Big Rob's going stripping for him. You know what I mean? If it's a lady. That's worth how much, Rob?
At least 10. At least 10,000. This is my age now. My knees don't work like they used to.
It's a show.
It's a show, though.
It's a show, right? We'll figure out something, man, because that's a brilliant idea of people coming together.
Yeah.
To have fun, play dominoes and spades, and make some money off of it. And good fellowship at a good place.
You keep talking about you the best. So he calling you out.
I'm calling you out. I want to see you there. I want to see them bricks hitting that table. I want to see tears coming out of eyes like, man, I almost beat you.
Right. Wow. Thank you, good brother. Thank you for coming by. Thank you for dropping this news right here.